FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Let's get down tonight.
God, how about last night with that orgy story?
Oh.
Check that out if you missed it in the podcast.
Happening live.
Is there a podcast?
No, mate.
Well, check it out in the other podcasts if it exists.
Oh, mate. You have just
Why is there
up
not
there.
Last night's podcast?
Oh, I wonder why.
Well, you should be doing it.
We weren't here, mate.
I don't care that you were at a festival. I know you were tired, but still get that podcast done, please. Last night was a great show.
We were never supposed to reveal that last night.
No one has. No one said that. Don't get stopped. Mate, lift. It's 9 p.m. It's 9 p.m. So
you're telling me to lift?
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah, lift.
Know what the show's doing at all times.
I know what the show's doing.
And know that you're not supposed to...
Don't get stroppy.
Oh.
Mate, you're meant to be bringing a good vibe. That's your job.
We're going to have to restart this.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
No time left. We're just going to have to go to Panama.
Mate, how about that orgy story?
Oh, how about that orgy story from last night? Don't say it again.
No, it was a good story.
Yeah, it was a good story. And we were definitely here. Don't say that. Hey, 133353, here's what I want to hear from you. I want to know, do you not masturbate? Do you not masturbate? I heard about this thing today that I'll tell you about after this. But it's got to do with not masturbating.
Okay.
So maybe you've selected a period of time where you've gone without masturbating. It doesn't have to be forever. Maybe you do it for a select period of time. 133353.
Is that why you're angry? You haven't been... doing that.
No, I'm angry at you because you don't know what's going on. Give us a call, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. That one goes out to Jono, who loves that song, Panama, Van Halen. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, of course, after 9 o'clock. I have to play this thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
By the way, Beat the Bum, very fun.
Beat the Bum, Tom. It was my idea for a game, and thank you very much. It's good.
Of course you say it's my idea.
Oh, well, Deep Thought of the Week is constantly your special show, isn't it?
I never say that on the radio.
Oh, yes, you do.
Here's what I want to know. 133353, do you not masturbate for a particular period of time I'm talking about? Or maybe you've just gone without the fat.
Are you an anti-masturbator?
Give us a call, 133353. Browsing Reddit today, Ollie, as I normally do, as I like to do, you know, finding some ideas for the show, stealing some ideas for the show.
Yep, always stealing.
Came across a thing called a community, basically, like, so a full community called the No Fap Movement, NFM.
Right.
Basically what this is a community of people who decide to abstain from pornography and abstain from having a date with Mrs. Palmer's.
Right.
Mm.
Well, they're definitely not a community, are they?
At least you got a round of applause from Bell's outside
loving
from
that.
Producer
Look at that.
She didn't if only you could hear that.
She didn't clap for yours, did she? What was yours?
I don't know. We've forgotten it.
Forgettable joke. So, Tom, are you intrigued by this community? Do you want to get involved?
Here's something that I've been sharing a bit too much, like that I'll be sharing, and it might be a bit too much. So if you're part of my family, please don't listen. But ever since the start of this year...
You've been going hell for leather.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Having a big one. 2018, year of the masty for you.
I don't know what's going to come over me.
Well, you're a sink. Single income, no kids. You got nothing else to do.
I've got no, partner.
No. No. Although you are seeing a guy called Seth Green?
No.
You're seeing Seth Green from the Austin Powers.
No, his name's not Seth Green.
Is it?
No.
What is it?
His name is Seth.
Seth.
Brown.
Brown. So it's not the guy from Austin Powers.
No, it's not the guy from Austin Powers.
And Robot Chicken.
Okay. Sorry, we're talking about not masturbating here.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever gone for a period of no masty?
Well, I was forced to in India for like 4 weeks.
When you went traveling.
You know that how that happened.
What, the government or something?
How that ended. No, the government didn't stop you masturbating. They probably would frown upon it. But I just had no, I was in a dorm. I had no private time. I was traveling with a group.
John, can you believe that anybody could go without masturbating?
No, I don't believe it.
Don't believe it?
No. No way.
Why? What would happen to you, John, if you didn't do it?
No, what I'm saying is that the way your testicles work, they build up, you get blue balls. If you don't, it ends up squirting over your stomach while you're sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
So,
it's pretty graphic.
Not
personally. No, I obviously can.
Well, the wet dream is something that most people have experienced, but I don't believe that you can go without.
No. You'd have to.
Crack.
Apparently this community, they recommend doing it for just a month where you abstain from pornography and you abstain from masturbating. What do you reckon about that, John? And apparently it revives your sexual connection.
I reckon that just because of the way your body is, that you'd be walking with wide legs because your testicles would be a little bit sore by that point.
So, yeah, Tom, are you saying that there's no sex in that? Or
no, I'm not saying that there's no sex. I'm saying that there's no pornography and there's no self-pleasure in it.
Okay.
Because they're saying that there's quite a lot of addiction that goes with it. You know, you get addicted to wanting to get off. Sorry to say that.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
God. Sorry. You gremlin. You're a troll. You're a masty troll.
Look, 133353, what do you reckon about this no-fat movement? What do you think about this no-masturbation experiment that people do?
Or have you done a no masturbation session?
Yeah, maybe you've only gone for a couple of days. You've gone, oh, I'm going to not do that for a few days.
Like a camping holiday.
133353, give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Hole with their song Malibu. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Head over to comedyfestival.com.au if you're going to be in Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and buy tickets to our show, 1,000 Laughs. We'd very much appreciate it. And you'll have a good night out.
It's going to be good, Tom.
Free Red Bulls, free lollies, might even buy you a beer.
Oh, and Tom's doing autographs.
No, Tom and Ollie, content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Good stuff, Ollie. 133353. Have you not masturbated for a particular period of time? Searching Reddit today, there's a whole community, whole online community called the NoFap Movement, where they say that you should reset over a month and abstain from pornography and self-pleasure.
Well, they certainly aren't a community.
Producer Bell's on the phone this time, so she can't give you a round of applause.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, new audience.
Oh, a little thumbs up.
A new audience every time you say it, so all good.
A new audience every time.
Every time, yeah. Every segment, there's new listeners, Tom.
New ever?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
That's why you always say Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Oh, that's why I
say that. See, I'm teaching you.
You don't need to teach me, mate. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, mate, good. Yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm having a good time. Although, Matt, I don't know how you're having a good time, because how long haven't you masturbated for?
It's been about 9 months now. About 9 months, I have not had a flog.
Not had a tug.
All right, what's the reason for this, Matt?
I got myself a partner now.
Yeah, that'd do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does. Does it for me. I was single man for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it every second day, every second night.
Yep. Okay.
And yep. Then a lady came into my life, and haven't touched it since.
Is that because you have so much sex now, or it's just not part of your life anymore?
No, she's doing it for me.
Yeah, right.
Doing it all for me, yeah.
And so how often are you having sex then, Matt, if you don't mind me asking?
Every 2, 3, 4 times a week.
Okay, so that really is taking care of all the workings.
It's taking care of business.
Yeah, all the needs and the business, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you don't miss it? You don't miss Mrs. Palmer?
You always do. You always miss the real thing.
The real thing?
Yeah. Sex is good every now and then, but it's nothing like the real thing.
Yeah, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing, Matt.
Tom knows. intimately. You've been single for a while, but you have a lot of flings.
Oh yeah.
How much do
grinder
you
fi- helps?
How much do you find that masturbation fills the gap of flings? What's your ratio? What are you doing more of?
I find masturbation a completely different experience to a sexual experience with another human being.
Yeah. Why though? Sure.
I just find that even if I was in a committed long-term relationship, I still think that I would be
heading out back and just bunking down and having a solo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Well, I think, you know, you get to get in your own head.
Yeah.
You get to live fantasies and things that you may not be able to do IRL.
You're a bit of a fiend. You're a bit of a thirsty piggy.
Am I?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, Matt's just said he's got a partner of 9 months, and so he hasn't masturbated. I don't masturbate much with my partner around. So,
okay, Alex on 133353. How about you? Where are you in this no fap movement?
I'm about every 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Tapering just off.
Don't feel the urge.
Yeah.
Have you got a partner?
No, I don't have a partner. I just found I was doing it so much when I was, like, I'm 23 now. I was just doing it so much when I was 18, 19. I've just kind of lost interest in it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You don't feel it.
What are you? Curb your enthusiasm? You're doing a bit of whatever his name is.
Larry David. That's amazing, Alex. So what kind, is it because you're tired after work or do you know, is there any reason for it, do you think?
A bit of that, but I know. Well, I guess I was doing it 3 to 4 times a day for a couple of years and, you know, you get to the point where I can go without it for a little while and they just got further and further along before I needed to do it.
Do you think there was any, like, actual trigger, any actual change that you can put it down to?
I think I was in a relationship for a little bit and then got out of that. I was only a short one. And then, yeah, I just didn't really get back into a rhythm of it.
That's amazing.
And do you find yourself being horny or not so much?
Oh, I do, yeah, but I just don't always need the need to let you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Do you feel like by not doing it, there's been any changes in your body that you've noticed or in your mind?
I'm sleeping a lot more, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Like longer and better?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't slept this well in years.
Oh.
And you reckon it comes down to not masturbating?
100%, yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, there you go, Tom.
There's one benefit for you.
A bit of a tip for you there.
Maybe you're like Alex, who's 23 and doesn't really do it anymore, only every couple of weeks. Give us a call, 133353. I'd love to hear your experiences are with not masturbating. Ego is not a dirty word. Skyhooks, Naughty After Nine. You're on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. Give us a call. Off the album Life is Fine, Paul Kelly with Firewood and Candles. Before that, Ego is not a dirty word. Skyhooks. Off their album, Ego is not a dirty word. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Off the album, we have questions.
Tom, Paul Kelly's Life is Fine went gold.
Oh, it didn't go platinum?
No, it went gold.
Is that his first album to go certified gold? I'm pretty sure it is.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Which is a weird stat.
Mm. Good stuff. Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I swear to God, the system's letting
come
me down.
Come on, mate.
I swear
switch
to
on.
God, I pressed that button and that's why I made that noise because it didn't fire off in time.
You need to switch on or pack up your desk the way I tell Belle to pack up her desk.
I can't help it that Zeta, our playout system, is failing me on the night where my brain is not working a lot.
Is it a coincidence?
And Belle, don't put your producer, Belle, don't put your head in your computer. I can see that and it doesn't
mate,
make me feel good about the radio
they're
show.
I'm embarrassed for you. It's their show too and you're cocking it up.
Oh, it's not really though, is it?
Producer
Belle makes this show more than we do. She literally.
All right, Tom, you're talking about no masties. Come on, let's go.
133353. Have you abstained from masturbating for a certain period of time?
I guess.
Hang on.
You're now in a spot where you can consider cutting out the masturbation because you're dating a guy called Seth Green from Austin Powers.
Seth Green.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm Seth Green from Robot Chicken.
So you could have a rest from the masti.
It's very early on. I've seen this guy like twice, mate, to be banding his name about the radio. And his name's not Seth Green, okay?
Seth. Brown.
Brown.
Brown, sorry.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, mate. Good. What are you up to tonight?
Just driving home from work.
Oh, no. You're not masturbating then, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not.
And what's the period of time that you've gone without doing?
Well, the longest time I've actually gone without is 2 years. I heard the first gentleman on the phone talk about 9 months. So I didn't know we could, it counted while we were in a relationship, but while I was with my ex for 2 years, I didn't masturbate at all.
Wow. Just didn't That's need big. To, or your partner didn't want you to?
No, I didn't need to, but it was more, for me personally, it was about just wanting to give everything to her.
Right.
And yeah, it was a bit of a respect thing. And also there was, like, I didn't want to fantasize through pornography. I just wanted it to be all about her.
Wow.
And yeah, for 24, 30 months, I didn't masturbate.
Do you reckon that made you closer to her, or it improved the romance?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what do you reckon the negative effects are of doing the porn and masturbating?
Oh, I think it just, for me personally, it just created like a unrealistic setting, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I'm not with her anymore, but so I have started again, but it was all about just trying to keep it as real as possible and not expect too much from her or from myself either.
Grant, you're a 22-year-old man, and you have the head of a man who's been walked this walk before.
I mean, yeah, I've been told I'm relatively mature, but yeah, I was. Yeah, it was all about the respect for me and wanting to give everything to her.
Nice.
Cool. Well, a bit of advice there. Could work out for other couples.
Marshall, you've gone for a period without self-pleasure.
Yeah, I had to go for about 18 weeks once.
18 weeks?
Yeah.
Were you in a relationship at the time?
Exiting out of one.
Okay, how did it go?
So what actually happened is I started for year 11. I had the thing called testicular torsion, where you twist your balls.
Yeah,
I had to go about 6 weeks without, and then it just became a bet amongst the boys, because they were just like, oh, well, if Marshall can do it, anyone can do it.
Oh, right. So you were kind of doing it as a bit of a pact?
Yeah.
Between the year 11s?
Yeah.
And would you recommend the experience?
Nah, never.
Okay.
Marshall, are you including any wet dreams that popped up, or that didn't happen?
Nah, nothing. Like, it was just completely zero. Dry.
Wow.
Is that because of the torsion?
So the torsion was only, like, recommended 6 to 8 weeks. And after that, it was just, we put in $5 each. So in the end, we had about $80 sitting there. And whoever could last the longest got the pot.
And who won?
I had a mate who actually ended up going to preschool, weirdly.
Preschool? What?
Preschool?
Yeah. Preschool. So he's starting to be a priest.
Preschool! Oh, okay. Okay, that's a very different thing there, Marshall.
And so he's kept it going, has he?
I hope not, but all we know is he lasted through around virtually exam period, so which is around October, November.
Oh, wow. And so you didn't find clarity of mind at all? Did you find yourself wanting to do it all the time? How did that go?
I think there were just other things you could do instead.
Yeah. Study.
Reading. Artwork.
Sport.
Actually passing school or something. But yeah.
Yeah,
geez, that exam period. You don't want to be caught in a...
It's a procrastination, isn't it?
Oh, that's what it is. 133353. What are your experiences about going without masturbation? I want to hear from some ladies here. I want to hear from some ladies about the periods that they've been going for without self-pleasure. 133353. Give us a call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M. We're talking about abstaining from masturbating here. And 133353 if you've done this.
Yeah, and ladies as well, particularly. Yeah. Haven't heard from any ladies yet.
Nope.
But on Facebook, Tom, Matt has messaged us. Tom and Ollie, you can find us there. Tom and Ollie on Facebook. He said, I don't know how you guys do it or anyone does it. Yeah, it's that moment when the blue balls kick in, and then a week after, a week or two after, rather, you're at your parents' place. Maybe it's Christmas time. There's no privacy. There's no alone time. The wet dream occurs. Oh. Then you're stuck trying to clean the sheets, saying, "Oh, I know I'll be leaving in a few days, Mum, but leave the washing. I'll do it myself. I'll do it. Just let me wash the sheets." You can't avoid that scenario.
Oh, wow. It sounds like Matt's had a bit of
personal experience.
Of history with that. A
couple times.
Up next, we'll hear from a guy who's currently abstaining from masturbating. Give us a call, 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's the end of the world as we know it. Kind of said it right. REM, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. If you like the show, hit it up via the Triple M app. You can get that through wherever you get your apps, App Store, Google Play, that kind of thing. Yeah, or wherever you get your podcasts, you just search Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Not last night, though.
Stop drawing attention to last night's show. You know that we weren't supposed to, okay?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Oh, producer Belle liked that one. Losing a... Out there. Well done. Good losing, laughing, Belle.
Losing a shit. What?
Well, I didn't say it on purpose.
9:40.
Yeah, but who cares? I didn't say it on purpose.
Well, have some balls and say it.
Shit. 133353. Have you abstained from masturbating? That's what we're discovering tonight. That there's a whole bunch of men out there. We haven't heard from any ladies yet. We've been asking for a while, but there's a whole bunch of men that have been going without self pleasure.
Yeah.
Which I find very interesting, Ollie. I find it interesting that people are going without the self pleasure, or am I as I? I've been going rampant since the start of the year.
You've been ramping it up all year.
I don't know why.
Why this year?
Unfulfilled
in some way.
Okay. Let's hear from Liam on 133353. Liam, first of all, what's your age?
I'm 24.
Okay, cool. And have you gone for a period without masturbating?
Yeah, I haven't choked the chicken, as it were, since the start of the year. It was my New Year's resolution. Found out about the whole no-fat movement. Gave it a go and haven't masturbated since and just loving it. So, yeah.
This is insane. Since the start of the year?
Yeah.
So how'd you hear about the no-fat movement?
Well, I kind of like got introduced to Reddit by a friend, and then I can't even really remember, but I just stumbled across it and I was like, what is this? Just sounds like just a bunch of blokes, ironically, circle jerking about it, how they don't masturbate. Like, surely there can't be any benefits to it. But then I decided to give it a go, and about 2 weeks in, I felt sort of invincible, felt more confident,
really?
Better self-esteem. My social anxiety pretty much disappeared. I had more energy, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, legit.
Were you wanking a lot?
Sorry? Probably about... I'd say like maybe every day or maybe like every 2 days, yeah. Since I was probably like 18, 17. So. Right.
And so with this no-fat movement, which I came across this on Reddit today as well, are you allowed to have sex?
You are. It depends. There's particular types of modes. So some people just abstain from pornography. Other people abstain from pornography and masturbation. And some people, what they call monk mode, is where you basically get rid of the whole thing. No sex for 90 days, no porn for 90 days, and no masturbating or edging for 90 days. So I'm doing the one where I can have sex, but like I haven't had sex since the start of the year. But it's sort of like I just don't watch porn anymore. I don't even look at pictures, nothing at all. And then I obviously like don't masturbate. So yeah.
Oh my God. So I've just Googled. You've gone 71 days.
Yeah, it's a really long time. probably the longest I've ever gone since I discovered masturbation, since I was probably about 13 years old.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And any wet dreams, Liam?
I've had about like one or two, but they haven't been sort of like, it hasn't really thrown me off, because wet dreams obviously don't count as what they call a relapse, because it's just your body releasing extra semen retention. Because if you're masturbating every one or two days, for a long period of time, obviously your body's going to get used to producing lots of semen.
Yeah.
So obviously when you abstain for a long period of time, like I have, you're going to build up a lot, and it's going to be like, well, your testicles are about to explode. So obviously it's going to release a bit of it. So
thank you for the biology lesson. That's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
So Liam, let me go through these benefits again. You said,
hang on, before you get to that, are you really horny all the time, Liam?
Yeah.
The urges for the first, I guess, about 3 weeks were like, really horny, just wanted to masturbate, but then the urges shift. It's difficult to explain, but it's almost like your body knows that masturbation isn't an option anymore, and those urges change to wanting to have sex rather than masturbate. So the urges are there, but they're different, if that makes any sense.
Okay, but is that even any easier? I mean, you're still wanting to have sex. So that's still a drive.
Yeah, but
not...
it boosts your confidence up. And that's why where the whole changes of, like, you get more confidence, your social anxiety goes down, because your body's like, I need to be better because I need to have human interaction to release all this, you know, hormones and sexual aggression, yada, yada, yeah. If that makes sense.
Find a mate. Yeah.
If you've just joined us, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're doing Naughty After Nine. And, of course, a content warning. We're talking to Liam, whose New Year's resolution was to not masturbate. He's been going for 71 days. It's a thing called the no-fat movement. Now, Liam, are you doing this by yourself, or are you doing it with mates, or how is this working?
No, just doing it by myself. Trying to get my mates into it, but... yeah, they're not really into it. They don't buy it. So,
and are you doing it via the online community of Reddit?
Yeah. Sometimes I check in with them and sort of just go there for motivation. Or if I do get a sort of like an urge to relapse, they've got some pretty good like motivational stuff to tell you to sort of like, you know, don't do it, keep going.
What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff do you do to stop you from relapsing?
People have their own sort of like different things. Some people actually take up meditation.
Great.
Some people have cold showers. I've only ever had one and I hated it and I'll never do it again. But I usually, if I get like a really big urge, I'll just do a whole bunch of push-ups, go to the gym, go for a run, listen to some tunes, and that basically just like takes my mind off it. So yeah.
Oh my God.
So are you having sex, Liam, at all?
No, I haven't had, sex in quite a while, to be honest. So it's sort of like, no. Yeah.
And you, is that part of the whole plan, though, is to get more drive and to then have sex, or what?
Yeah, basically, it was sort of like, I haven't had a partner or a sexual relationship for some time, so I was like, surely something needs to change. And then I found out that this is really good for sort of changing how you view yourself and having more confidence, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I tried it. So that's the goal, to sort of, you know,
cool,
be more attractive to females, I guess.
Liam, do you mind sticking around on the phone? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
I've got so many more questions for you. And actually, 133353, do you have any questions for Liam, who has abstained from masturbating for 71 days? Give us a call on 133353. If you find this interesting, if you find it amazing, if you've got anything that you want to probe Liam with.
We have questions,
okay,
but
we shouldn't say that.
Do you have questions?
Yeah.
Let's change it around.
133353, give us a call. This is so interesting. Stick around, more Liam after this. We'll probe a little bit further.
Don't say probe.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Faith No More, Ashes to Ashes, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're doing Naughty After Nine.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Here's the deal. We nearly need to chuff off, but we've got Liam on the phone. He's 24 years old and he hasn't masturbated for 71 days. He's part of this thing called the no-fat movement. And Liam, thank you very much for sticking around.
No worries.
We've asked someone 133353, if you've got any questions for a man who hasn't self-pleasured for 71 days.
And who's planning on keeping going for quite a while until you meet a partner, Liam, is that right?
Yeah, basically if I met someone and they were like, you know, obviously wanted to have sex, like I wouldn't be opposed to that, that would be fine.
Are you going out much looking for love or partners?
Yeah, well, probably more than I ever have in my entire life. Like, I'll have mates who say, like, does anybody want to go out or anything? Let's go to the city, let's go to Brunswick Street or something. And I'm like, the first one to be like, yes, let's go. And like, yeah. You know, like, I'll see, like, you know, like, girls there. And there have been a few times where I've actually, like, talked to girls for the first time in my life that I've never met before in my life. And it's sort of like, I've never done that before. I've never had that confidence. And it's like, I can only attribute that to the fact that I haven't watched porn or masturbated in, you know, since the start of the year. So.
Wow, so many benefits.
Is it confidence or is it just like desperation or need, you know what I mean, desire?
You could probably argue either way, but I feel it's because my testosterone levels have probably been raised by a huge percentage. So I'm now probably more confident because of the testosterone level.
Wow.
I would say that, yeah.
There's something in this, Ollie. There's something in this that I find very interesting. All these benefits from not masturbating. But Melissa on 133353, you've got a question for Liam?
Yeah, I do. Hi, Liam. I was just wondering, have you found, like, if you've spoken to any women about what you're doing, I don't know if you have you gotten more attention for it? Like, are you getting more attention because of what you're doing?
I've never really, like, talked to a woman the fact that I've said, I don't masturbate. But I have found that I get a lot more attention from women than I ever have. Like, I get a lot more, like, eye contact when I talk to them and Some of them even talk to me first. Some girls that I've never met, or some girls that I have known for a little while, like they're more sort of, you know, like they've paid more attention to me, or if that makes sense.
Do you think that's just through pheromones or something, Liam? Like you're putting off a bit more of a, I don't know, masculine scent or something because of the increased testosterone?
Yeah, it probably could be that. Some people talk about this on that community and they're like, I don't know why this is, but more women are attracted to me. I haven't changed much about my life except, you know, I don't masturbate. Is it like an aura thing? Is it weird? And some of us go, there's not much science to explain why this happens. It just happens and I'm just going to let it happen because it's, you know, it's amazing.
Well, Melissa, do you find Liam more sexy, the fact that he hasn't masturbated?
I actually find it more appealing to know if a guy is, well, it's more so the not watching porn thing. I find that more attractive than anything. I'm not sure about the masturbation thing, whether that really has any impact on it, because it's kind of like a given that guys masturbate, or girls, you know, both.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to gauge that, you know, that would give off more. I mean, I guess the testosterone thing is definitely a theory, but yeah, I think it's, for me personally, probably be more the whole not watching porn thing that would be more attractive than anything.
So do you reckon Liam, when he's talking to women, should say, hey, I'm in doing this thing where I don't watch porn? Or do you think that's a bit creepy?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
No, definitely not. I think if that was like an opening line, girls would be like, all right then. Like, fair enough, mate.
For months. Nice to meet you. My name's Liam.
I probably wouldn't open any conversation with that.
No, it would be very interesting, I think, if you opened up
with
that.
But you could close with that. You never know.
Nice. Liam, we've got one more here for you. Laura on 133353, question for Liam, who hasn't masturbated for 71 days.
Yeah, so I'd like to find out where Liam lives and if he's looking for a relationship to help him with that.
Oh!
Okay, Liam, Laura's 38, you're 24. What are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, I'm 38. Yeah, sure, I like an old woman, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably over to you guys.
Thank you very much, Laura. And Liam,
maybe let's just ask, Laura, okay, what is it that you find attractive about this whole thing?
Just that he's abstained for so long, and I just think it'd be... I've got to be careful with my words here. He could enjoy his next relationship very much, a lot more than usual.
Oh, okay. There's a bit of pent-up stuff going on there that might be a fun release. All right,
definitely.
Well, that's over to you guys now. We'll wrap it up just there. But thank you, Liam, for sharing your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Oh, it was bloody brilliant. And Liam, we're going to keep your number because I'm very interested in how you're going to go with this whole thing.
We're going to sponsor you, Liam. We're going to stay up to date and we're going to follow your progress and find out about how that, if you find a partner and how that goes.
Oh, there's definitely more in this though, Ollie. I find it very interesting, this whole no-fap movement that we've been talking about tonight. Hey, if you like the show, if you want to share it with friends, download the Triple M app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good.
Hoodoo Gurus come anytime, of course. You like that one?
Yeah, it's
funny.
A good time.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, come.
Oh.
You've named the song as well. Yeah, come anytime. Here it is.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Bye.
See you.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.